Okay, so can you state your name and the time and the date?
My name is Charlene Goins. It is 8:29 p.m. on July 21st, 2020.
Okay, and where do you currently live?
Newport News, Virginia.
And what is your profession?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Are you currently married? And if so, what is your spouse's profession?
Yes, he is an active duty soldier in the U.S. Army.
And who is your household composed of?
Myself, my husband, and my 5-month-old daughter.
And your dogs.
And 2 dogs.
When did you first become aware of COVID-19?
The beginning of March. 2020.
Okay, and what were your initial thoughts about it?
Honestly, I didn't really think it was that big of a deal. I thought it was nerve-wracking because it was a new disease we didn't know, but I didn't think it would last as long as it has.
Okay, and have your thoughts or feelings changed since then?
Yes. I think it's definitely something that we should be taking more seriously and abiding more precautions in place. But unfortunately, that does not seem to be happening.
Okay. Has the coronavirus affected your day-to-day activities? And if so, can you describe how?
Yes. So we definitely spend more time indoors and at home than we were before. I'm really cautious about where I go because I have a 5-month-old. I was born just the beginning of 2020. We don't really go to the park or go on walks or anything because you never know who's going to be around and who's sick with what.
Okay, then. We're going to move on to how being associated with the military has affected you. How has your association with the military affected your view on the coronavirus?
I don't really think it's affected too much what I think, other than the fact that the military seems to be the last one to respond to actually taking it serious.
Okay, then. And how did your base institute policy changes due to the coronavirus?
So our base went on a Bravo lockdown and then a Charlie lockdown. So before, it had more lax openings and let visitors still come, and then all of a sudden stop, no visitors, you had to have a DOD card, and then you were only allowed to shop certain days of the week at the commissary, the PX, and you had different time constraints and way more checkpoints throughout base.
And you were in Colorado Springs at this time, right?
Yes.
Okay, how quickly did your base institute these changes?
Oh, it probably took like a month before they actually did anything.
Okay, how do you think the military has handled the current coronavirus situation?
Not that well. It's put a lot of people in hardships because of the middle of PCS season this summer. So people have spent months either in hotels or completely without any of their home goods. And you can't get an answer until about 2 weeks before you're supposed to leave. They're like, oh, okay, you're going to go again. We're not holding you up anymore. So a lot of families are displaced, and a lot of people are getting into serious debt.
Okay, and how has your family been affected by the military regulations during the pandemic specifically?
We originally thought because of the pandemic, we would not be doing a cross-country move, and then we were given less than 30-day notice that we would be moving. Then it took exceptional measures in order to secure housing and to be able to safely move cross-country with a baby and 2 dogs, and limited resources or help from the military.
Okay, have you experienced a difference between your personal feelings and the military regulations for the coronavirus? What the military is saying to do versus how you personally feel you should act?
Yes. We noticed at first the military was not considering family factors and individual situations for who would be at risk. Thankfully, my husband's specific unit went further into action and made sure that men and women who are serving that had brand new children at home or pregnant spouses, they were not going to work and being exposed. But we definitely didn't feel like they were taking enough account to protecting everybody that was working. They still held like a group Easter dinner, and come to find out 7 people were tested positive from being at that party. And my husband included was there.
Okay, last question. How do you think your military association has changed how you've experienced the pandemic?
I think that because my husband's been serving in the military, we are not as concerned about continuing to pay our bills, thankfully, because he will still get his paycheck. But we are at a difference as far as I feel like we're the last people that they consider of how this is affecting, and we're just kind of thrown through the loop no matter what, and we're just told to suck it up.
Okay, then. Well, thank you for your time.